28.0. EDG 01220120261240, audio. No, there's no mistake, I'm talking about the SSV in the EDG section. Why? Look at the dates, check my calendar, and you'll have your answer. That being said, let's begin. Here we're talking about the closure of airlocks, the corridors for the SSV. Straight line, sideways, diaphragm shaped, the choice is vast. But how to choose? Several factors are at play. Let's try to define a few of them. Pressure. Speed. Sealability. Passage safety. Orbital insertion weight. Manual dismantling for a pass. Visibility. Partial closure key. Full closure key. Location transmission. Number of automatic actions for manipulation. Number of manual actions for manipulation. Isolation. Opening and closing mechanics. The type of electric motor. The number of electric motors. The possible addition of a transmission. The number of available power sources. The type of materials. The structural strength. The clearance from the hull. The reference orientation. The labeled areas. The component colors. The proximity of travel and emergency clothing. The camera distance and position, including sound transmission. The permanent attachment method in emergency mode. Repair options, if necessary. Etc. I believe it's possible to have a simple mechanism for opening and closing the doors. I don't intend to reinvent the wheel. I believe the engineers who worked on the International Space Station made the right choice. Note that I'm only discussing the mechanical principle here. I have no information regarding insulation or other related details for this station. Currently, I'm considering automating this airlock, with minimal mechanical space requirements and low-power DC motors. Yes, it's possible that the EDG-22 sketch will be modified to change the number of motors. Currently, only one motor is planned for opening the door. Using low-power motors could change this number. A possible simplified sequence. The door unlocks. Springs pull it away from its base. The top motor pulls the door open. To close, the bottom motor pulls the door. The existing mechanism returns the door to its base. An electric latch completes the sequence. Of course, this is a simplified scenario for now, but I believe this is the scenario we should work with for the automation. To be continued. Pierre Michaud, PMI, father of Gabrielle and Stéphane Michaud, victims of abduction in September 2007. This January 23, 2026.